Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the Working Class Podcast.
Yes, 100%.
Today's guest is someone who has went viral on TikTok for food challenges, challenges, basically.
You blew up big time. I think within 2 months you've hit 100K. You'll have hit 100.
Only 3 weeks. 80,000 followers in 3 weeks.
So by the time this goes out, you'll be well over 100K, and that's a month, mate. Fair play. I was saying to you, see you on the live all the time.
Yeah.
Do you get much people sending you much gifts, do you?
See, I don't do it for gifts.
But I know. I know. And either way, we're very live. We only go live when we're drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get much?
I get gifts, like, nothing fucking thing. I'm grateful for fucking everything, like, do you know what I mean? But like I say, when I'm on my fucking live, I say to him, like, I do the live because that many fucking comments come through on me fucking
on my
videos. I can't reply to them. There's just too fucking many. Mm. So I go on live in the evening to speak, to engage with them all and call the name out, and do you know what I mean, and shit like that. But people send me gifts, like, but I don't do it for gifts. So it makes, like, a guy said to me last night, "Yo, what will you do for a galaxy?" I said, "Fuck off."
What is it? What's a galaxy?
You're being gifted. What is it?
I haven't got a
fucking. Oh, you don't even care. 100%. We're the same. It's just. It's entertainment, mate.
That's what I mean. I'd rather people watch my videos all the way through on TikTok and repost them.
What was the last one you done?
Last one I did? Fucking hell. Beans and fucking milk.
Mixed in?
What was that like?
It's fucking rotten, mate. The thing is, right, it's not even that bad. When I drink milk and you eat beans, it's just a fucking milk and... But when the fucking beans usage, when the milk and out anyway.
Fuck you're in the wrong place forever.
I know. That's what I mean. So fucking every video I'm fucking eating, like.
The vinegar one took off for you, rightly?
Aye, that was the one that fucking went mad. Do you know what? I wasn't even going to do that video.
That's always the way. Everyone you speak to about it, I wasn't going to post that. I wasn't going to do that.
I wasn't
even. People want to see the mad shit.
Yeah.
That's it. Paddy said it last week. People are drawn to the freak show.
That's what it is. They love seeing people in pain.
People love seeing people in fucking agony.
And some of them you do, you're choking like fuck.
Aye, some of them have been taken down. Two guidelines for TikTok, like.
Stop slanting out of your nose, on.
Aye, everything.
We wouldn't do that till the day, mate. We don't even need you to do a challenge on here today. We're just going to talk, Tilly. Wink, wink.
Is that a challenge?
I've been thinking about what we're getting you to do for 2 weeks.
Fucking, I don't even know what he says. If you have got one for me, I don't want
to. So what is the worst? And I'll let you know if ours is worse.
The worst I've done is probably that fucking the bomb sauce.
The what?
The bomb sauce.
The bomb sauce?
Mate. People have been commenting saying, fuck me, I've only dipped the fucking wing in that and tasted it and he burned shit out my mouth.
It burnt you, rather?
I emptied a quarter of the bottle in my mouth.
Was that, what was the fish? The fish
sauce? The fish sauce.
Was that rotten?
That was stinking, mate. Stinking? That was fucking rotten. Because
a lot of people who would do that, I've watched them, they would like throw it into their mouth. And then they would like lad on their choke and spit out. Were you actually gulp it down?
I actually swallowed fucking about 3 gulps of it, and then that was it. And then I went and then I spat it fucking out, and then I went back in for the second one, and I thought, nah, it's not happening, mate.
See, when I watch them videos, I swear to God, Crawford, I think about you after the camera cuts off. I'd be like, what is that fella going through now? That camera's just switched off. Like, do you walk away getting a hard time?
I didn't even know a Nagi chili was a ghost chili. I hadn't fucking got a clue. I'd never heard of them before. And I ordered Caroline Reapers, but them fuckers come instead. So I did it yesterday. I ate the fucker. Oh, God, you know, after it, I was in pain through the video. But 20 minutes after that, mate, I'm leaning on my wheelie bin. I'm throwing milk all over my face. It won't even affect me because it's going over my face, not my fucking mouth. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Ice cream's meant to be good.
Aye, but.
So we thought about that. We had one of the chips, but you've done that there, so we went a bit. I did get one for you.
Did you? That's getting fucking done.
So we'll do it at the end, but I'll tell you how we got it.
Yeah.
We went into the, do you know the Asian, the one is the shirt, the one actually wants to shout it, the Asian supermarket on the Birchard Road, OY
or something, it's just next to, just across from.
Behind Nando's.
Yeah.
Aye. So I says to the girl, what's the worst thing you have in this shop that you could eat? And she just looked at me and I was like,
walked in and he walked over. I says, go ahead, I'll start. He walked over and says, what is the most disgusting thing you have in this shop? You want to see her? Just look at them.
She's like, what? What? But like, geez, like, Asian people eat this here. Aye. So we're like,
I said, you're making a nice soup in it.
Yeah, baggy chin.
So we ended up telling her what the crack was and she was like, oh, I want to watch it right down where it's going up. So we just give her a wee shout out. But do you want to know what it is now or what we eat?
It's left with you, man. It's left with you.
Is it just like, do you care how disgusting it is? Are you still trapped, or is it stuff where you go, no?
If I don't know what you've got me right, but if it's liquid, I don't want no till after.
You don't want it till after.
If it's liquid or anything.
So there's
like
one, right? One's liquid.
Yeah.
And the other one is a bit
lumpy with the juice in it.
That's fucking doing. Come on, son.
I'm pumped for the lumpy one. I'm for the lumpy.
The other one needs boiled. So, that's a bit. I can boil it if you want. It hasn't boiled. So, do you want to know what it is? It's duck blood.
Fuck! Fuck! But we're fucking getting done. That's getting fucking done.
And the other one is fermented cheese.
Yeah. Where the fuck did you get them from?
Your woman gave us them. She says there are two worst things in here: fermented cheese or duck blood. And you can drink the duck blood or you can eat the cheese. That's what
I says. I says, you're Crawford's mad bastard. He'll do it. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, who fucking won't, mate? That's getting fucking done.
We'll give you an option at the end.
Aye, 100%.
I can barely even drink milk, let alone do any AM.
Fucking smash that milk, 26 seconds, 2 litres.
26 seconds, right, 2 litres?
2 litres of 20, but no, 23 seconds it was, actually.
Could be a record,
see, when you do some, ma'am, does it carry into the next day where you're still, like gagging an hour?
Nah,
no?
I did this morning. I thought to myself, listen, this is pissing me off, not being able to throw up on camera.
Do you not be sick at all?
No, not at all. There was one when I took the bomb sauce. I was fucking sick after that. I was bollock naked in the fucking shower because I'd rubbed my fucking eyes with the spice. Fuck. So I'm blind fucking walking up these stairs trying to find, gets in the fucking shower, try and find this fucking shampoo and that, put it on, rubbing my hand, bollock naked now, and all of a sudden, because my mouth's fucking still burning, all my insides tightening up. It's fucking wild, that one was. Well, that's the only time I threw up of any sounds.
So you dubbed one of us our videos, didn't you, before?
Aye.
The Shazzy one. You have her down to the T, like.
Aye, 100%. She lived in my head for rent-free, she did, mate, for some fucking time.
She's down your whack, too.
She's somebody around the corner from you.
We had to go down and pick her up.
Oh, did you?
Aye, so we had to go down. She's in, I'll not say where it is, but she's. But I mate, we had to go down and pick her and all up and bring him up, and I was a gig. That was funny.
She let us down about five times, so we had to start chasing her, and then we got her one day. She was like, "Oh, come and get me now." So we're like, "Right, bomb, straight down, because we're not missing this chance."
She and then I had to bring her up on a bypass to come up.
What the fucking bypass?
And then she was trying to record. I says, "Get that down! I get that out of my face." Except for not going to be on camera with her. Know what I mean? No, fuck, I'm not going on your camera.
She could lose her job.
Fucking hell, you can.
I love watching the comments, obviously. That's your next challenge comes from the comments. And people go, I bet you won't. Like, or some mad ones. I bet you won't shag my mum. Something disgusting. And then you just start recording.
Who fucking won't, mate? That's you class. Fucking. But some of the comments are fucking mad. Bet 100% or 1,000,000% you won't do diesel. And I just fucking look at it and think, what a fucking guy.
Don't be doing that.
No, won't be doing diesel, fuck me.
Some of them ones you've done, you've had the research and save for safe to eat.
Well, they're all for human consumption anyway. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Right. It's just if you take too much of it. But fuck it, just get it fucking done. Like nutmeg and that. People are asking me, do nutmeg. I know that.
What's that?
I can get you fucking hallucinating like fuck.
What's nutmeg?
I don't know. It's like, I know they put in, they say it's 5 gram of it is safe, but they've been banging, you only need a little bit, it's like a herb, it's like a fucking spice or something like that.
What's the most requested one you get?
Fermented fish.
Anything?
Anything fermented, but I've done fermented.
Fermented cheese,
fuck's sake, I know. But I've done that on a live, fermented fish.
Would you do them on live? I think it's a bit pointless doing them live, because then once the delay's over, the video's gone.
Everyone's asking for them. I did four hot chips on a live.
That's because every con's sitting bored the fuck, and now he's going, get that in deep.
Well, we've got fucking orders again now if we get a video, though, for fuck's sake. And I know what's coming. Fucking thing, I know what's coming with that fish.
It'd be made face of lungs right now. I can't even eat a face finger, let alone a fermented
fish. I fucking love a fish finger, me kid,
I seen you doing that mayonnaise one, and I was like, mayonnaise comes out slow. You have to squeeze a bottle, and you were just going and going and going. Fuck me.
I'm still paying that mayonnaise off now, mate. Melbourne's mayonnaise, a bottle.
You got a good sponsor out of fucking all MR Hinks, because you're showing all their brands. Like, you're getting good.
Have you
good
anyone numbers. Reached out to you for anything like that?
No, nothing.
Mate, you're touching 100k, and sure, there's money to be made there somewhere. Like,
just get up a bit more, I think. Hopefully, yeah, anyway.
100k, there's people making fucking living a lot less. Like,
fucking crazy how quick he's blown
up. Did you get much weirdos in your fucking in your messages? Much except from us. In your messages? No, do you get much people messaging?
No, I get no hate or nothing.
Are people just asking to do weird shit? Nah.
No, not really. No. Shit like fucking fish sauce, fucking mustard, cayenne pepper, fucking loads of shit mixed in. But there's a guy, actually, he messaged me and he sent me a gift on live. He sent me a few galaxies. You know who you are.
Did he?
Yeah, he sent me a few galaxies, but I keep telling him, don't fucking send them, because I don't do it for fucking gifts. I do it to engage with the followers, because without them, my TikTok's fuck all.
100%. You know what I mean?
100%. Without them followers, my TikTok's fuck all. And so I go on and engage with all the people who follow me, even the people who don't follow me, and just engage. Just read the names out, read the comments, have a chat.
Yeah, because your comments go quick. Like, what did he send you, a couple of galaxies to do something?
No. He just sent them because he genuinely likes me as a guy. Do you know what I mean? Genuinely fucking just sent them over as a good art fucking felt.
See, the way, do you get a lot of your people watching from here, or is it everywhere?
England. I've had people from Finland, Germany, America. I had a guy, an American, duet me fucking video saying, listen, I'm genuinely, when I did the Black Pepper one, duetted the videos. And so there's loads of love from him, like, saying, fucking, I'm genuinely fucking care. Worry about him with all the fucking powder getting in your throat. And I nearly replied, my fucking Brett son, don't fucking worry about us. Do you know what I mean? But that guy who sent them fucking galaxies, he's requested me, and I've got to do it for him. Do you know what I mean? I will do it for him. I just need to get a blender. As soon as I get a blender.
What is it?
Put them on the Oscar. You can send us the galaxies, we'll take
it. That's it.
What is it he's looking to do?
Fish guts. Tripe.
Mate, you give tripe to your dog?
It's cow's stomach, innit?
Why? But have you ever seen what tripe looks like?
It's like minced meat, innit?
It's like teeth and all that. They're not
fuck
teeth.
Off.
No, they're not teeth, but it looks like it. I used to feed them to my dogs. It's all white. I thought
it was like minced meat, like a white minced meat.
Tripe?
Aye.
Tripe meat, that's like raw dog. Or no, am I thinking? No, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm thinking of raw dog food. It's when I put my dog on. You're all right. You're safe. I can remember getting raw dog food, and it looked like it was teeth in it, but it wasn't. It's just raw dog food. But tripe is something different. That's fish.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Stomach, I think.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I've watched some of your art videos, Crawford. You love your grub too. I've actually went on to the food once and fucked. I've actually got hungry. I've got watching a couple of videos.
You need to transfer that onto YouTube. There's a guy called Beard First Food, and he goes and he does challenges eating big plates of food.
Aye.
But mate, you could do that, only you could go down the road you're going down. He's on like fucking name. I think he's on millions of subscribers. Maybe he's living in a mansion and he's just doing the same thing you're doing, only he's eating bigger portions, but you're eating madder stuff. And I think, see if you got like investing in a new camera or something, mate, a decent camera, and someone that knew hard to fucking video edit. Video, no, mate, there's, you could go down that head. Road, you really could. Like, give someone a shout out and see if they can want to own a camera and come on board and no hard, no, go down the YouTube road.
People have already fucking been asking, can I be your cameraman?
You should look into it, mate, because see, TikTok is it's a hard way to make a living out of it. Aye. But if you had them 100,000 followers on YouTube, you would be getting good dough, like.
But don't you really, in a way, you need to fucking, you can't just skip from fucking one. Or am I thinking wrong? Can you skip from one social media to another and try fucking attack?
Well, this is what you could do. You could start your YouTube channel and start posting some stuff only on YouTube. Aye. And then in your TikTok videos, aye, you could redirect people and say, like, here's another one is on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
And just go on subscribe.
That's what I've been doing with Insta, same.
Yes, because like, if you were doing that the whole way up, you would be fucking killing it. Like, but it's just these hangs only come to you and I should have done that. After Charlie Haynes passed, you can do now.
100%. What I'm hoping. I have been thinking about moving.
But see, if you're going to go from 100k to 200k, you could probably bring fucking even 10, 15 over to YouTube, and then start, and then you start popping up on YouTube. Has an algorithm, and people are bored and they go on and watch stuff. Like, all our stuff goes on YouTube.
I don't even know how to fucking use YouTube.
But you need to figure out, mate.
See, at the start, we were saying, Crawford, it's all a bit of crack. But then it comes upon, how long am I at here? This is working out. Start being smart. We want to see if people reaching out to us, looking to sponsor.
It's insane, mate. But we haven't done none. Like, there's people often is like
free. Not jumping in too quick.
There's people. So if there is any decent sponsors out there and you just want to come on, hit us up. But at the minute, there's just.
Oh, me. If you want to sponsor me, get fucking in touch. I'm fucking ready.
Mate, you're telling me something. You'll be a gold mine for someone. Aye. Because the fucking views you're racking up is insane. You must have racked up millions of views this month.
The thing is, though, I did fucking, 500-600 videos before anything even happened.
So here, do you know the guy, Mice Tag Brady?
Yeah.
He done videos for like 7 years, I say, as the other day when in the podcast. And in the last year, he's just started to blow up. He started on TikTok. I think he's 1.9 million or 2 million on TikTok.
Is that what he's on now?
He's now transferred to YouTube and he's doing his vlogs on YouTube. So he's just running about countries and he records a half an hour. Like, he records his day basically on a GoPro, puts it up on YouTube at the end of the day. And he's getting fucking 500,000 views on it, making an absolute
fair fucking play to him, mate.
Doesn't need a job.
Then people sponsor him are paying his way. Mm. They're paying his hotel, paying his flights, paying all that stuff. And he's fucking killing it, like.
Fair play to him, like. Anyone that fucking makes it, fair play to him, all, like.
But this is it. One video can just change your life. See the first one you done? Yeah. The first, was it the vinegar?
The first challenge one. I did challenges before the video.
Did you?
Aye. I did ones before.
They just didn't blow up as much?
No, they did nothing, because I wasn't even going to do challenges. People come up to me and saying, listen, why don't you fucking start a challenge? And I thought, nah, fuck that. I can't be arsed with that shit, like, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, someone come up to me. I forget what the first one was. I think it was fucking, I can't remember what it was. Somebody fucking TikTok somewhere. But they said, do a challenge. So I got on it. Did fuck all. And then I thought to myself, right, I'm going to do one. I'm going to do a live. So yeah, I think it was a full pack of fucking peppers. All of them, like, one after another. And the views, the live, there was about fucking 500 people on the live watching, 600 people, like.
Is that how much people you would get on a live, is it?
That's good. That was then. Now I'd probably have, I average about 200.
That's good.
You know what I mean? 200 people, 200 fucking great followers that watch me. But every single fucking one, you remember, without you guys, my fucking TikTok would be fuck all.
For a bit, I see one thing about you, you always do, you look after your followers for a pretty. I always see you shouting anything, anyone says anything to you, you do, you always talk back to them.
100%, mate, you got to engage with them. That's the only time I can engage with them, because there's no other time I can.
That's it, you're just a normal guy. Aye, 100%. You're working class too. So, were you born in England?
No, I was born in Belfast.
Born here and grew up in England, is it?
I was born in 85. Left in 1990 and grew up in England.
Fuck, you have a real strong, you have an English accent. Like.
I lost me Northern Irish when I was about fucking 93, 4, 5, something like that.
Can you understand it all well, then, aye? Because there's a lot of people.
Fucking I've done Shazzy Shankle videos. Do you know what I mean?
You're certified.
Aye.
As soon as our videos leave Northern Ireland, no one even understands what the fuck we're saying. Like.
What part of England?
Stoke-on-Trent.
You're Stoke man, are you?
Aye. Well, no, I don't watch football anymore, like, but
nah.
I was a Liverpool fan.
Stoke or what, are you? They're sitting the champion, you know, lower
champion. I haven't watched football for about 2 or 3 years.
Cold, rainy, Tuesday night at Stoke. Aye.
Fucking always rainy.
Liverpool had big Peter Shack and
Oh, they had over a Premier League team, definitely. Oh, they had a good hour.
In Championship now, aren't they?
Did they get over much? Do you have friends, family still over there?
I got sister over there. A couple of cousins, like, well.
Where Stoke is it?
North? Midlands. About 45 minutes away from Manchester.
I don't know. I can tell a Geordie and I can tell a Scouser.
Right. Everyone says, I sound Scouse.
No, Scouse. Oh, something
stuck
in the back of their throat.
Sausage. That's what I said to him. Have I got something in my fucking throat? Fuck. Do you know what I mean, but
Scouser, what's your
Geordie, Scouse, and Cockley, London.
I like London accent.
I fucking.
Do you like it?
It's not that I don't like it.
Posh as fuck.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just, I don't know, something about it.
Where's this, London?
Some parts of London.
See, that's why I like Liverpool and Manchester more, because they're more like us.
Working class, council estates.
Aye, they fucking brilliant.
More relatable, they also. Is that where you grew up? Was it just like out there, just working class council estate?
Yeah, 100%, mate. And I think the best place to grow up is on a council estate.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You meet the best fucking people. It don't matter if they're thieves, fucking criminals, but then thieves are out thieving, but they'll look after your house.
Yeah, the best people. Do you get what I mean? Life experience.
Them fucking guys that are beating people up won't beat you up on that estate, do you get what I mean? Because they're looking out for you. The best people on council estates, 100%.
I started watching that Top Boy 2 days ago. You watched that? Top Boy? It's a good show, isn't it? Have you watched that? I'm three episodes in. I was like, is this fucking good? They're based in London. The one gets out of jail. He throws the boiling water on him.
That's it. Fucking, there's about three seasons. There's too many seasons. I swear, Solomon, different ones keep coming on. That's what I mean. I'm fucking lost already. Do you know what I mean?
I just skipped. I don't know who they are. I don't know. I mean, it was
working anyway.
Three episodes in. It's actually good, mate.
Aye, it was a good show, man. But there's that many fucking seasons to do them in the right order. I got to fucking connect to them.
Deadpool got his, and he got into the multiverse. Oh, the MCU was good, mate. Did you watch it? Do you in the Marvel films? No.
I tried watching them all in the right order. I give up after fucking four.
If you're not fucking interested, it's a lot. You're watching hours and hours. But I don't know, he's the biggest nerd ever. Him. He's Batman. Tattooed in his neck.
That's fucking up, man. I fucking loves
it. He's such a troll. That's what our cameraman's doing.
That's who we have behind the camera.
He's sitting there scratching his balls all day. That's what I thought he was doing. He was scratching away here. Be Bruce Wayne.
Fucking brilliant, man.
So here, Crawford, what's the day in the life of Crawford? You wake up, what do you do apart from them videos we all see? Do you know what I mean?
Well, at the moment, I was 20 years. I was a decorator. But come over here, got a job, retired it. No, retired. My dad passed away. Retired painting. Went in a fucking black hole from my dad passing, like. Got out the black hole, and then fucking other things happened in my family. And then got me long. No, before that, before the other things happened in my family, I got a retired painter and decorator when I come out the black hole. Got me lorry license.
I'm in for mine.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but I've.
Good man.
It's fucking hot. It's a theory test, I can't do.
Third time I passed that.
Fuck it, they're asking you what weight the trucks be, and like, what, see some of your questions you get asked. It's not like a car for you. Like one, you know, you just do like a wee test after you've walked around the
case studies. And that one.
I couldn't do it, mate. See the weights of lorries now. I couldn't do it.
Good.
I worked for Bryson. I did.
Did you? You look like a trucker.
Hello.
Don't they? Not a painter.
Not a painter.
You need patience to be a painter.
Get on the fucking doors. I'm thinking about it.
You get tortured, like. You'd have cons going here.
I bet you couldn't knock him out. Who fucking won't let
him? Who fucking won't? You fucking know him, lad.
1, 2, 3, 1.
Yeah. Fucking live on me fucking chest with me phone. Yeah, I'll drop this countdown, guys. Bang.
What's your man all think about it? Does he not be worried about you? Does he not be worried about going to be worried, obviously, being your man, like, in case you choke or... you're a grown man. Like, what age are you?
38.
38.
I should have asked you what do I look before I said 38.
We would have went lower at anyway, mate.
20s, like. Fucking see the grey in your beard there, mate.
I noticed you in 2 seconds when he was running up behind my car on the low. And then I says, that's your man fucking it. Drinking the vinegar outside Tesco the other day, and then we're looking and going, fuck, that was him.
Aye.
What was the vinegar like? That's stinking, was it?
Aye, it's rotten, mate. I don't like vinegar anyway. This is the thing, like, anything's a challenge. If you don't like something, if you don't like an apple, if you can't stand an apple,
a good way of looking at it.
Do you know what I mean? And if you hate an apple and you try and eat it, it's a challenge. It doesn't matter what. If other people can do it, or if he can do it, you can do it. It's still a fucking challenge because you don't like it. And vinegar, fucking rotten for me. And anything, even if red sauce, I fucking love red sauce. But in a fucking go in large portions, it's fucking stinking, do you know what I mean?
Has that not put you off? Like, have you not done stuff and smart? Fuck, I and used to enjoy it, but now I can't.
Not yet, anyway.
Can't season your chicken no more. All them seasonings are fucking
gone. I know, out the back of the garden, the little girl who plays with me fucking nephews, she's gone, Crawford, do you do TikToks? I said, yeah. I said, my dad always hears you heaving out the back. You know, he just says Crawford's doing a video then, because I'm out the back, and all you got on the floor is a load of fucking spices where I got fucking keep sweeping up, and he just stinks of fucking herbs and everything, like fucking mental.
See, for plenty of the herbs ones, like, you just fucking throw them in.
I mean, I get comments, Luke, he hasn't even fucking swallowed it, he's fucking spat it out. But when that's fucking stuck to me saliva at the back of my throat, there's fucking no going, no
idea. Mate, you're one staff. You try and get to swallow them. There's only 100%. Some of your stuff isn't going to go
the
down.
The best ones I've had.
Because there do people, as I said before, people do put stuff in their mouth, let on, they're choking on it, and spit it out.
Some people aren't convinced to actually pour that out and put the same looking thing in. And like,
Have you ever had someone call you out for that there? Try and say, oh, you pour Coke in that vinegar and you're drinking Coke?
Ah, there's been a couple of people, like, and a couple of people saying that's a fucking piece of piss. And when I call them, I'll get a video done, bro. Tag me anyway.
They're just wankers, mate. They're still watching all your stuff.
But I love people that are letting fucking crack on, like.
Someone, on one of our videos, or on our Instagram, came up on my notifications a comment. This podcast is a joke. And then see, like, above it, the followers. Like, are they fucking for real? Are they fucking for real? Like,
thanks for the comment. The comment helps you too.
Aye, 100%. 100%. Because as they're commenting.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your video's playing, so you get the fucking view.
It helps you push the algorithm. If you're more comments, even if they're bad comments, it's still good. Yeah. It's good for your video.
All the trolls keep commenting. Fucking love yous, man. Fucking telling you, man. Keep them coming. Keep them fucking coming.
So here, are you working at the minute?
At the moment, no. I have, when me fucking dad died, it affected certain people in the family, like, and then I left. So in the space of fucking 12 months, basically, like, two people, my dad and someone else, two jobs, two houses, two cars, all in fucking 12 months, as well as being in a black
hole. That's a lot to take, mate.
Do you know what I mean?
You feel like you're standing up now. You feel like you're just, that's horrible to be.
That's what I mean. And I ended up in a hotel in Oma, 2.5 months, fucking hell, absolutely fucking hell. I don't know, my face just didn't fit it, but fucking wankers they were. So I come out of there. I just want my life back.
See, it's going to be hard, but I lost my dad. Fuck. Like, 14 years ago, and I still not the same. Like,
I think I'm just fucking grieving now, to be honest with you. Because at the time, when he passed, like, I was over here, it was just me and my dad, and all the rest of the family were in England.
Oh, that's all you had over here?
At the moment. And then when I come home, like, he didn't answer his phone all day. My mum's like, Billy isn't answering his phone, he always answers his phone, and I just thought, well, you've been married, you've been living 50-odd years, so it could be just, fuck that. Do you know how you do when you've been with someone for so long? I'll speak to them later, your missus, like. But when I was ringing, he'd always answer, and he wasn't answering. So I fucking got back home, like. So
was he living in England?
He was backwards and forth. Right. Backwards and forth, like. We had an house over here, and one in England.
So you're trying to fucking just, like, get your life back, a bit of stability or whatever.
100%. As soon as I get a flat, man, I'll sort the flat out, and I'll be straight back behind a lorry.
I think there's big things going to happen to you, mate. I think them videos are...
Here, sorry, I'm going to cut you off. Do us a favour, just go part 10 in the lorries, because I still want some videos, too.
100%. We're doing them in the fucking lorry. Lunchtime, fuck the cheese sandwich. Let's get some vinegar back, lookies.
There's the guy who does videos in his lorry. He eats ramen noodles. Have you seen him? He just makes up ramen noodles and puts... the fucking not great. I see the amount of views he gets. He sleeps in, like, because he's sleeping a lot.
Hundreds and hundreds of millions of people love watch people eat. It's fucking crazy, isn't it?
People watch the biggest load of shit. Right. Like,
it's even mad. I've sat there and watched some cunt eat a Sunday roast.
Does it ever see people?
Aye.
He just
fucking knocks.
He just swallows them, doesn't he? He just swallows, you know?
Does he do them? I know who you're on.
Bebo, he just swallows his fucking potatoes.
Fair play to him. It's fucking weird for him.
He's blew up big time. Aye,
massively, but everyone's saying he's fell off. Has he fell off? I don't think so.
I think he has.
Has he?
Yeah, man, his views he was getting at the start.
Are they all dropped?
Oh, big time. It's hard to keep people in it, like, and you're going through that too. It's hard to keep them type of views going through. You will need to do different stuff.
Different stuffs are coming. There's also other people who want to collab with me as
100%,
well.
100%. I was going to say, I'm sure other people sort of do the same. You could maybe have a competition of who. You could sit one side of the table, they could sit the other, and you could see who can date the most fucking whatever. I don't know.
I've got ideas, lad, with other collabs, lad. But it's if they want to do it, I'm mad as fuck. I am. I'll do anything. I'll get a table in the middle of fucking Belfast. You know what I mean? Go live. Oh. Put fucking 100 different fucking things on the table. And say, come on, guys, what do you want me fucking drink? Do you know what I mean?
Outside City Hall.
Aye, I'll do it anywhere. Saturday afternoon. Fucking anywhere, mate. Mad as fuck, man.
So there's a few things in the pipeline then.
I'm not moving on from the challenges, like, but I think I'm going up it a bit, like. I'm going up it. There's a couple of collabs, and then I'm going to switch over to other things, like some comical fucking mad stuff, like. Aww. But
so you have to think outside the box. We have a few things lined up.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you need to keep it current and stay in with, you know, entertainment, isn't it?
Because Northern Ireland, we need some new fucking
characters,
some new contact, man, coming up. We need some fucking mad stuff coming up, do you know what I mean? Over here, like.
What was his whole idea about doing this here and the people we wanted to get on, and it's working, mate. Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense, definitely, and it's working.
100%.
The first one we had on was Shazzy, you know, and the second one was the Nun, Noana.
Oh, yeah.
And then just for my M2 alone, we are just
fucking
through the fucking roof. But I knew that was going to happen. Like, that's why I'd done it.
Fair,
like,
play to you.
With all that, you're going to get, they're fucking taking, never took advantage of any of them. They come on willingly, you know what I mean?
That's what I was, but you're going to get
that.
Advantage.
You're going to get that. Paid Shazzy to come on.
Did you?
Yeah.
So
don't be hanging your game.
Oh, you're fucking wallet. No, you bastards.
You're getting paid in fermented cheese.
Aye, fucking hell.
Big lumps of it.
You're getting paid, you bastard. But fucking hell. Crazy, man.
People don't like to see you doing well. They're still on fucking watching it.
I mean, I was on a live the other week, and I was doing, everyone was loving it. And they said, I don't normally do lives or challenges on a live, but they were all asking. I said, fuck it, I'll do one. So I'm not backstage, full top of sage.
What's that? What is that again?
That fucking spice sage, like green shit in a fucking in a jar. Like.
Yes, yes, that one.
So
I watched.
Aye, and there's a guy that Peanut Butter, his name is, on fucking on TikTok. He sent me the video. He actually sent me the video. I said, you're probably the only cunt who's got that video, like. You're the only person. Because he screen recorded it while I was doing it on a live. But, and then I went for do mad shit in a glass, fucking red sauce.
Just everything. Big dolly mixture.
But someone fucking, my live got cut off because someone said it was bullying and harassment.
Fuck's sake.
Well, you can't even take a drink of a pint of heart.
No. Can't do fuck all. I've had some of my videos fucking getting done for fucking bullying and harassment. I said I was fucking knocking back fucking soy sauce or something, bullying and harassment. It's fucking mental. Yes. But I win the appeal.
Are you in the creator rewards program? Aye. What's that like? Is it the shit?
It's all right, like. It's all right. I'm not saying it's shit. I'm not saying it's bad. Do you know what I mean? I've got no fucking comments on it, really.
We get into it there. In regards to that, like. Your videos need to be a minute long, and one of our videos has like 100,000 views, and it went like qualified views, 4,000. What the fuck?
That's
what's that even
mental,
mean?
Isn't it? I think they've got to be six. A qualified view is 6 seconds or longer, or seven seconds.
Right. So that's just people just swiping.
So if someone comes on and sees yours and watches it for less than 7 seconds, it's just a view, but not a qualified view.
Catty.
But if they watch it for, what you want to do is, that's why I always say people watch me videos all the way through rather than give me gifts. Because
it helps,
it helps.
Yeah, and then they're not out money as well.
TikTok's a multi fucking billion pound company. Do you know what I mean? Take it from fucking them. Do you know what I mean? It's 100%. Get paid from them instead of the people that are out hard fucking earning cash. What they swap for coins on fucking TikTok and send
it. No, I would never do that. TikTok are trying to compete with YouTube. That's why they've brought that the reward program. Aye, but they need trying to get longer videos on their platform, and they're paying. They're trying to pay better.
They need to kick up the fucking arse, mate, because they took some. Five Chinese spice. I swear, at that moment in time, it had like fucking 2.2 million views.
Is it down?
They fucking deleted it about 4 weeks ago. That'd be on about 3 million views now. Easy.
Why would they have took that down? Like,
said it's dangerous, fucking.
Do you have the video?
Aye.
Why don't you try to upload it again?
Because they might fuck. I've got the bomb source. I've got it. I don't want to upload them because they'll give me another strike on your fucking account.
Yeah, they're bonding it. Aye.
So I'm surprised none of them brands have actually reached out to you and here, fuck them, do that again, we'll pay.
100%, mate, it's a fucking game as fuck.
See the guy done the, in America, he drank the cranberry juice.
On the skateboard.
So he ended up, he put that video up, he drank that, and then see the brand of that cranberry juice sold out in every shop in America. They made so much money off him, they bought him a house. See, now he has like millions of followers, and he's like, he's rich just from drinking that bottle. Of fucking, that's going to happen to you one day, mate. You're going to eat fermented cheese. And
it's going to happen to us here. Split three ways, four ways.
Telling you.
Fermented cheese, and some Asian guy's going to come in and go, where you go, where's your bags?
Tell you what, though, if he ever did go anywhere off this TikTok, I'd never forget the followers. I'd be putting money back into him.
And I've noticed that about you, mate. Fair play to you. 100%. You are for all your followers.
Aye, 100%. Without them, you'd be fuck all. Without your viewers, you'd fuck all. There's no, all this wouldn't be happening now. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. But other people are in it for themselves. I don't understand. Aye. A lot of people are in it for themselves. Aye. And they're literally making stupid videos just to get the 60 seconds.
Aye.
And they're not even doing anything. So, he's just getting his minute in there. He just wants paid.
There's one thing, like getting paid from TikTok. That's one thing. Aye. They're a multi-fucking-billion-pound company. And I've always said, take what you can off multi-billion-pound companies. Aye. Do you get what I mean? That's my view anyway. But when it comes down to people, who go fucking out work, hard earn cash, and they're sending you even one fucking rose, be fucking mad appreciated because it's fucking earned from them. It's like you see these other like Chelsea Leart and all that, just sitting on fucking live all night long.
People rip the whole out of it, like, don't they?
Aye.
Here, do you ever see, I wanted, because I've been meaning to bring it up in the podcast, right, and I forget every time, but it just struck me when we were talking about people doing TikToks. Do you ever see the TikToks that he's on? I work night shift, right, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and it's just wee fellas, and their whole bodies are underwater, and their heads are just showing, and they just start cheering.
The fucking wild. Going on, have you seen one with a fucking water balloon? Where they've got a hose. I think the Philippines or something. They've got a big hose going into a big fucking balloon on a big basket, and the line under it, and they keep popping water in it. It just explodes over them whenever they get fucking roses. But do you know what? I don't know how fucking uncut this fucking podcast is.
Anything's good to go.
Do you know what? I think my fucking views, but I could be wrong, I think them guys are being trafficked.
Where are they? Did you ever see the setup they have?
I think they're being fucking trafficked.
They're jumping on there for 6 hours and then we're taking the money.
Aye, and then fucking slapping them. I don't know what they do, but I think they've been trafficked.
Right, go cheer again. Cheer.
They're all stuck on there. I haven't seen that one.
Come on, who'd do that? Who'd do that in the fucking... in the fucking right mind, in the right frame of mind. Who's sitting...
There's a Norway fella and he's out and he's just sitting with all tins and he's just beating them with a hammer. He just sits there and he turns the camera and goes, thank you very much. Starts beating the tin with a hammer and he's hundreds of tins.
There's ones in Africa, all the Africans, they're trying to like roll stuff down the table and then they win like flour. Have you seen them? They win like flour. And then they're all on it, and then they'll try and roll like a wee ball down the table, and then it'll like land somewhere, and then they'll win.
People
are so engaged in these shit, the most stupidest fucking things.
It's fucking mental, but them standing in that water is another level of fucking craziness.
And then it just starts here.
Aye.
Fuck me.
And the guy at the back, he's standing on a little fucking pole, about this big, with his 2 feet fucking ducked down, like bending down, it's fucking mental. Fucking wild.
Suspect that.
I think it's not 100%. That isn't. There's something going on.
See the lay section in TikTok. I very rarely go on. I only go on lays if they're popping up on my For You page. But you can actually go to lay and just go through. Sitting like in shops, like a chippy, and they've got their cameras just up, and they're just watching.
And people like watching.
They're just watching them. It's just. cook sausages and then sell them to customers. Aye. And see, by the time they end that live, they're probably up about 1,000 followers.
Because
we went live a couple of times and see when you come off, fucking hundreds of followers.
Well, I had a fucking message off TikTok saying congratulations on your new followers, 1,526 new followers off your life.
Was that the one you done the challenge?
No, recently.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Even though it's saying, right, there's 200 people watching you, but through the 20 minutes that you're live, people come and go. So, like, that 200 is probably actually about fucking 2,000.
Oh, all right.
Because people are coming and going,
That's just me chilling, just sitting in my room. I get a steady fucking, good number of good fucking engagement fucking people. Like, a lot of them, people are just sitting there watching. But that's even fucking better because they're enjoying what they're watching. Do you get what I mean? They're enjoying what they're hearing, even though they're not engaging. So, I mean, when I walk home, I probably get a fucking good, if I walked home. I get more when I'm walking home because I'm out and about.
You were over at Lab Babel there, weren't you?
Aye.
So were they looking to do a challenge or just looking at your story?
Just my story. Just describe me, like, and just asking me questions, told me what challenges they liked, and just ask me questions.
They're not really on TikTok, no? It's Facebook they're on. It's Facebook.
The search in Lab Babel, I think they come across their stuff. Wait, is that out yet, Crawford?
Aye. It's on their website, their official website, Lab Bible.
It would have been better if they had got to do a challenge and put it up on their page.
Aye. Well, game as fuck me, mate. But I'm surprised. I did say I'm surprised they didn't put it on the Facebook. The more people engage on Facebook than the Lad Bible website itself.
Yeah. See Facebook now. See if you go on Facebook and you go down your feeds, see every third post, it's an ad, sponsored ad. If you take your phone and anyone watching, go on Facebook and go down. The third ad is a sponsored ad, something you don't have. Mm. Like at the third post. I fucking hate Facebook now. Facebook back in the day was good, but even TikTok's changed a lot too.
I don't know about Facebook.
Seeing TikTok, you used to be able to get any song and all. See now, most songs are taken off.
I try. I know, because before I did my challenges, obviously, you know, because I was lip syncing like, but.
Did they mute them or take them down?
I refused to be muted and that. And I was even going on over to YouTube. And screen recording the songs what I wanted, then going back to fucking TikTok and uploading them songs.
Yeah, like using that sound.
No, uploading that screenshot what I got from YouTube onto TikTok, but only for me to see. Then it'll come up if you press the circle at the bottom. You can use that sound then.
Yes, I.
Do you know what I mean?
But that's still sometimes
it's copyrighted. Fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah, we had a song on. We had Jarvis. Do you know Jarvis Pavis?
Aye.
We had him on singing, and we had to use the instrumental of an Elvis song. When we went to upload it, they knew the exact. Try to do what you done. We try to be smart and screen record it. Aye. So, like, it wouldn't. If there was any sort of software knew that was. We were stealing the song, it would have been a way around it.
Yeah.
But when we uploaded that, they were able to tell us the exact video, the exact point where we started and the exact point where we end and what YouTube video was. They were able to tell us that.
I know it's fucking mad. I went in to the Thirsty Goat. Went in there, get burger and chips, and I was fucking starving. I thought, right, I'm going to do a video on it, bollocks to it. So I did a video, fucking reviewed all the food, did everything, fucking scoffed it right at me, fucking mint it was. Went out, uploaded it, TikTok took the sound away because of the fucking speakers, the fucking song they're playing in the speakers.
Like Ed Sheeran or something's been on. And
fucking, I don't know, 80s song and the fucking copyright and they took the sound off.
And that just ruined your whole video. They should have an option to cancel surround sound or something.
100%.
Instead of deleting your video, I mean, that could have been your
They should tell you before you fucking upload the fucking.
Yeah, it could have been your gold nugget. That could have been the one that fucking made you.
Aye.
It's a job in itself, learning all this about YouTube and TikTok. Right. I wouldn't have a clue about none of that. But luckily, these two are tuned in that way. Like.
As I say, I went on the city scene, Belfast city sightseeing,
on the bus.
Open top ride. He said, jump on for free. I said, I'll do you as a video.
Yeah.
And this is how much I know I'll do TikTok. I've got all the clips. I've got me talking to them, telling them what the crack is with the... But I don't know how fucking... I don't know how... Put the 30 second of me talking to the guys and explaining what the crack is, and then all the clips of the fucking, I don't know, I'll put music over the clips. I don't know how
you
used to.
So you put them on, like, yeah. you know how to put them on one by one?
Yeah.
And then at the top, I'll say add music.
No, because at the start, I know I'll do that, but at the start, I need just me talking, saying, right, we're on fucking, say, blah, blah, blah. We're on such and such. What's the crap with these sightseeing guys? What, can you tell a little bit?
And then you want the music to start after you've
and
talked.
And then I want the music. After that, all the clips, all the 1 second clips of being on the bus and that, I want music playing over. And then at the end, I'm saying, like, I forgot what I said, but there you have it, guys. Yeah, fucking, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I need the music in between.
It's something so stupid. There's kids out there, mate. Fucking, might see my wee lad. He would be able to do that in 2 seconds.
There's
kids fucking, they know every. See, TikTok, like, it's some fucking platform to, like, learn how to. People can do mad stuff on it. They can put stuff in the background and all, and, like, lad on their different places and all.
Aye.
I just know how to do the basics.
I'm sure you could do some CapCut.
That's a great app. Aye. I pay for the pro.
You do.
Good app, it's good stuff I can do. But there's loads of other stuff it does too.
When I'm watching a video and it's fucking right and going across the bottom, that's because they're paying for pro.
Yeah, so like the one I would say was like, rich bastards. It's going like there's blue writing or something, like they're lighting up blue. Yeah, that's because that's what that is.
I always thought, how the fuck have they done that?
But it helps, it does help. Like, it's even for our podcast clips, that's what we use. No one fucking told me that. I had to find that out the hard way and learn myself. Googling stuff. We were sitting like me and him and then switching to them, and it's, you can see the whole room, and then we're able to zoom in and make it better. But that, if I'd have known that from the start,
it makes it far better.
The videos would have done better. Next time we had videos with fucking 6,000-7,000 likes, they probably would have doubled that.
A few people have said to me, because when I'm on live, people say, the fuck are you using there? Potato fucking phone. So my iPhone broke, so I needed a phone quick. I brought off TikTok, £140. It's fucking banging phone. It's a banging phone, really. It's fucking cracky, but. The camera's just slowly fucking getting worse and worse, like.
We record off iPhones, and, like, you'll see by watching this, mate. See if the lighting's right. iPhones are amazing. Like.
I know, the crackers. I had one before, but the fucking screens don't last 10 minutes.
I think that's the first thing people have to comment about, the quality, or, they have a new podcast. What's the background? I wonder where they are. They just want to run it down.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. 100%.
We're getting a lot of good comments.
People can see we're improving. Bit by bit, like, we're working on all two shows, like, finding the time to do this, and
everyone starts somewhere.
Starting a podcast is hard, mate, because you're like, you're just thinking, who the fuck's going to want to sit and watch me talk shit?
But you'll be surprised, I thought that before, and fucking people like, the one I'm doing in England, I'm not going to mention it, the one I'm doing in England, people have come to me because they watch podcasts and said, oh, have you seen this, have you seen this, have you seen this? And I'm like, fucking, I'm mad.
I'm a Theo Fawn, or Joe Rogan's really interesting and good. And some of the people he brings on are like, he brings a lot of his friends on, comedian for them, like, fuck, I don't really want to watch it.
Right.
I want to watch, then I'll switch to Theo Fawn. He always, Theo Fawn's just interesting to watch because he has a mullet, no?
No, I don't
know. He's so funny. He just waffles about the biggest sort of shit. I could just sit and watch him by himself, just talking.
I heard one, he came on the R&D. What did he do most recently? He said something. Fucking lost, and it's lost me.
Actually,
it was funny, I didn't know who this guy was until he told me.
Will this be your first podcast? You've watched your own one then?
Well,
whenever you watch that one, go back and watch all our next ones.
I've already watched them.
Have you watched them?
So we're the first podcast.
Like halfway through, but I pause them and then I go back to them, because when you go back on YouTube, it's at the same thingy point. So I have been watching them.
Make sure you watch all the ads as well.
Like, follow and share.
Fucking rich. Yeah. We'll help each other. It is
harder to get subscribers than any other thing.
100%.
Yeah, but we'll get this. Let me pull out here now.
What the fuck's that? Is this Crawford the shit here?
This is the shit.
Come on.
So,
dinner time. Are you hungry?
No, I'm a fuck.
It is fermented cheese, it says, and it's big, lumpy things.
Let me get.
Oh, God, fucking duck blood, man. Do you know what? I was watching a video of this the other day.
The duck blood needs boiled, so you can do that. But
can't you just do it like that?
If you want.
The fucking state of that. And the fucking state of that, guys. It's fucking rotten. Get a load of that. Fucking hell. What are you? Let's get into this, guys. Fermented fucking duck egg. Let's fucking do it. Who fucking wants fermented cheese, right? Where's it from, guys?
It's from Bush
Road. Asia.
It's
from the Asian supermarket, Bush Road.
Fucking hell. Look at the fucking fat on top.
You can use that bowl if needs be, mate. Just, you don't have to do the whole thing. Like, just whatever you
can. Do you know what, guys? I don't know what the fuck this is, right, guys? But I'm going to fucking pull it out.
You don't have to eat that.
All right, fuck that off. In fact, guys, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you inside. Look at the fucking state of that, guys. Do you know what? I should be fucking recording this on my phone as well.
Yeah.
But here, four, you ready? Three, two, I'm going to drink the juice, then do the cheese. Oh, God. That fucking tastes fucking rotten, mate. So much. Just fucking, let's go again, guys. That is fucking nasty, right? Look at the salty as fucking. It's fucking right, here we go. Right, here we go. That is fucking disgusting. I'm going to try eat the cheese, guys. Don't try this at home, guys. Fuck me. Right, guys. That's the fucking cheese. Right, guys. Here we go. Here we go, right? Five, four, three, two, and one.
Pile of water beside you, mate.
I fucking just have
another ground. Come on, cover that.
I'll do your mate. Fuck me. Yeah, what's that like? Is that bad, is it?
It's fucking rotten.
Is that genuinely
bad? It's right. Look at my man. My man's dying. My man's collapsed.
He's sitting in the toilet.
Fucking rotten, man.
Fucking
on. Right. Try, guys. Get it fucking in you.
We'll do that, man.
100%. 100%.
Fuck you. That fermented cheese, guys, is fucking rotten. Absolutely fucking rotten.
We'll sort all that out, mate. Well done.
You're a legend. Fucking legend. But you know the guys that went fucking back down to anything. Look at that. Just fucking check it, man.
Fuck me. Well,
that's
wrapped up today.
Mate, yep. Pleasure having you, mate.
Yes, Proverb, legend. Go home, get a bit of a nice dinner in today.
Aye, that's it, man. Thanks for having me, lads.
No swag.
Pleasure, mate.
Instagram, guys, BillyCrawford570. New Instagram, get over and fucking follow it. Back up Crawford. Crawford6.backup. Yeah. Get into it, guys. Working class.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.